We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michigan rolls over Michigan State to the tune of 44-10. Wolverines are as hot as anybody right now. And unfortunately for Michigan State, 5 losses in a row. The second longest losing streak in Mark D'Antonio's career at Michigan State. And with 2 games remaining, 1 against Rutgers, 1 against Maryland, the Spartans still are very much alive in their quest to make it to a bowl game. I just don't know if any Michigan State fans want to.
Well, especially where it depends where the bowl game is. As far as if they would travel.
Oh, I don't think anybody would travel.
Do you? Who knows? It gives you a good excuse to do that. I don't know. If you want to go to New York, if you've ever been to New York before, go see a pinstripe bowl.
How about Detroit?
That's the one they definitely don't want.
Yeah.
I mean, although it would be, because I saw one of the projections last week, Michigan State playing Florida State, and I don't know if that's still on the table. That would be, just because of the history of the schools, it would be kind of a cool game, but I still don't think. I
mean, interim coaches going head-to-head.
Well. I don't think all the Seminole fans, I don't think the horse is going to come up to Ford Field.
I doubt it. I doubt it. But I mean, do you think if Michigan State won, they would carry D'Antonio off the field in his final collegiate game?
Maybe.
No, they wouldn't.
If they announced before?
No way. Carry him off the field at the Quick Lane Bowl?
Well, it's whatever. I mean, I think they would do something.
Oh, I want to make a wager on this.
Okay, well, let's see them beat Rutgers on the road first.
Okay, yes.
I mean, Rutgers scored 21 on the Buckeyes. Remember that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So you were at the game, Stoney. What was your overall takeaway on Saturday?
My takeaway was it was cold as crap, but I tailgated a lot.
By the way, this may be a topic for another day.
Yeah.
Your wife, Cindy,
yes,
went to the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
She's a proud graduate,
right,
of the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Your daughter goes there.
Right.
And your other daughter goes to Michigan State.
Right.
Okay. So on Saturday, you guys were out and about.
Yeah.
What?
We're out and about. Go ahead.
Okay. And Cindy was wearing one of these House Divided sweatshirts.
Yeah. I got it for I think it was her birthday or Mother's Day.
That's great. No, I know. That's fine. Yeah. Where did she go?
She went to Michigan.
She went to Michigan.
Well, she was rooting for Michigan.
I know, but you don't wear a House Divided shirt if you went to one of the... Now, if she had gone to, like, you know, Vassar, and her daughters went to Michigan and Michigan State, I'd be okay with it. Greg, if you and your lovely wife, Sarah, have kids, and one goes to Michigan and one goes to Michigan State, do you envision a scenario where you would ever wear a House Divided sweatshirt?
No.
No.
But I would think it would be fair if I wore a Michigan shirt, then she would wear a Michigan State shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. But could you ever, you would never wear that, would you?
No, I don't like those shirts.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of them either, I got to say. Or the flags out in front of the house.
Right. Whatever.
Well, Cindy, I got a problem with that.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah.
She only wore it because she took a picture. I mean, it was so cold, she certainly wasn't wearing it out and about.
No, but I'm saying, like, Gov has said, he's on the record saying if Connor played quarterback at Ohio State, you wouldn't root for him against Michigan.
I wouldn't want him to win.
Right. Right.
I'd like them to have the Lions offense where they look good, like they lose like they did to the Chiefs.
So you wouldn't wear a House Divided sweatshirt to the game?
No.
No. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway,
Cindy, I'm just joking.
I know. As far as the game went, I was in the minority. I thought it was going to be a closer game. And it started that way. And then it became apparent that Michigan just was a lot better than Michigan State. And Michigan State, I don't want to say they gave up, but they just looked out of it completely. Lewerke's terrible.
Lewerke is really, really not very good.
No.
I was incredibly disappointed. And I was thinking about this, and I even made this point on the TV show last night. Something Gov said a couple years ago, and this is true of a lot of coaches in college football. But D'Antonio, who is this defensive guy, and he's going to be known for that when he retires, he basically needs to have his Connor Cook or his Kirk Cousins, because Lewerke, my God, he was really not good.
I know.
I mean, some of the passes he threw on Saturday were very disappointing in terms of their accuracy or lack thereof. And no, he's not the only reason they lost the game. They don't have you know, many weapons offensively and defensively. They are just a huge disappointment.
I know.
But I think
they're,
you do
almost
have to,
historically bad.
You do have to say that the Josh Gattis hire and what he's been able to do with that offense, it took longer than any of us would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he hasn't done it against Ohio State yet. So
correct.
Everybody, I just feel like Michigan fans are just saying, great. Just right. wake me up when they play Ohio State, because
right,
none of this matters, which is a shame
right.
because they just destroyed Notre Dame. They destroyed Michigan State. Those are two of the three biggest rivals.
Their last seven halves, they've outscored their opponents 127-38.
Right. Unfortunately, they played halves before that.
I know. I
mean, we're all going back to halftime of the Penn State game
right.
when something switched, and that's great, and they've done a lot better since then.
Yeah.
But I mean, their offense now is clicking. I actually heard Stoney say this on the radio on Sunday morning, and I thought it was funny given all the talk we had earlier this year about switching quarterbacks. You were talking about the team next year, and you said, but who knows who's going to be their quarterback? I mean, obviously, they're going to lose Shea Patterson, as if it was a negative, whereas 4, 5, 6 weeks ago,
right.
Michigan fans would have viewed that as a positive.
Well, I didn't say it so much of a negative. It was just a reality. He's played better.
No, you said it as in, like, their offense looks like they've caught on to something here
right.
with Gattis. Obviously, they're going to have Charbonnet and Haskins.
Right.
But who's going to be the quarterback? Whereas 3 or 4 weeks ago, all Michigan fans wanted anybody else but Shea Patterson to be their quarterback.
Right. Now, look, he played very well on Saturday. There's no doubt about it. And he has played better for the most part lately. But these guys were also wide open. I mean, there are also plays where if he hits them in stride, they'd be touchdowns more than he actually threw.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look, if he can play like that.
He also ran the ball.
Yeah.
Which is something he wasn't doing. And you want to talk about seven halves of football.
Yeah.
It's seven halves where not coincidentally Shea Patterson's been healthy.
That's true.
And I think that, you know, the whispers before the Penn State game from inside the program were Shea is finally feels good. And we're going to have Shea on the show tomorrow and we can ask him, did you finally feel good before the Penn State game? Because since then, the offense has been more multifaceted. There's been more cool things in the offense.
Yes,
to go back to our initial question for Mr. Gattis.
Yes, there have been. I still like to see them have more chunk plays than they even had on Saturday, where they throw more down the middle of the field. But you know what? That's I'm being picky.
Yeah, you are. If they scored 44 points
right.
against a defense that was called historic
right.
at the start of the year.
And they didn't run the ball very well on Saturday, but
no.
they didn't have to.
No.
And Joel Klatt made the point, Saturday, that they kind of had to they couldn't do what they wanted to do offensively when they started the season, that they kind of had to mix the spread with still a pro style. And I think you're seeing that all mesh together now. That's why they've been so much better. I mean, look, I think it's apparent that I was somebody that wanted McCaffrey to start. I wanted a QB change. I wanted for the future. I got to give Shea Patterson credit for playing solid football. Do I think he's playing great? No, I thought the reaction was a little over the top on Saturday,
yeah.
but I do have
but
to. Statistically,
it was his best game.
Yeah, I got to give him credit.
And he didn't turn the ball over.
He's clearly the best quarterback on this team. And I wanted the change because I'm more worried about next year.
No, you wanted the change because you thought McCaffrey was better. At the time, you did. I mean, that's fine because Shea was not playing well. Now we
buying
find
into
out,
the injury.
Yeah.
I don't think I did then. And that's kind of pathetic. You know, when you question whether somebody's hurt or if that's what's really affecting their play. I got to say, I think those kind of injuries are the most difficult to understand.
Obliques?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, look what it did to Justin Verlander.
Right, right, I mean, right. But I also got to give credit to Harbaugh. And you know, he is rightfully judged by some really poor big game performances. He's rightfully judged by his record against Ohio State. I'm not trying to make excuses for that. But obviously, you guys knew this stat because I'm not very smart when it comes to stats. I was not aware of the stat that they showed on the TV on Saturday, which is he has never lost at Michigan Stadium to a team other than Michigan State or Ohio State. He's 30-0 at Michigan Stadium. He is 0-2 against Ohio State, and he's now 1-2 against Michigan
right.
State. That's, you know, he has. I know the Lloyd Carr is not the measure of greatness for Michigan football. But he has returned them to a, you know, the number of weeks they've been in the top 10, the number of 10, you know.
Right.
Now, I feel like these last few weeks, they haven't made Michigan fans forget about Wisconsin, but
no.
Wisconsin was still this year.
Right.
If they had put a better performance up against Wisconsin, and maybe if Ronnie Bell catches that ball against Penn State, we're looking at a different atmosphere. This still is a team that's not going to Indy. Does the scenario still exist?
No, Rutgers took care of it.
It's out the window.
And look, and I'm trying.
But they
got a shot
against Ohio State, and that will change the narrative 180 degrees.
I'm sure I'll say this 50,000 times by between now and Saturday. They better not overlook what's coming in Bloomington.
Because
They are good, and they almost be Penn State.
Well, my guess is that Jim Harbaugh today's press conference will say that's the most important game of the season.
Yes.
Am I overreacting to saying the rivalry is nearing where it used to be at a certain point? Meaning, I was a little bit reminded of 49-3.
Oh, I think everybody was.
Oh, yeah. And
particularly with the nastiness with the way it ended and the ejection. How do you pronounce it? Panasonic or whatever. I mean, that was just a
Panasonic, yeah.
That was a stupid, dirty, lame play.
Yes.
Unnecessary. Yeah. You know, everything about it reeked old school 1998 Michigan State. And for D'Antonio to be the coach and that crap is happening, it goes back to that column I read last week from Graham Couch. It's like he's essentially returning the program to how he found it, and that sucks.
Yeah, it's not quite 49-3. The Bobby Williams low point. But, I mean, when you had that going on, you had smoker crap off the field and
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I think Michigan State fans need to realize – maybe some of them do. I don't know if Lenny does. Just how bad it is right now for them. I'm not quite sure Michigan's at their 2002 level.
No.
That was a Michigan team that was ready to compete for Big Tens. I think they're close.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea next year with the QB.
Right.
This Ohio State game is everything.
So my favorite tweet of the day was our friend Greg Hargrave, who tweeted out as the Shea Patterson threw his final touchdown pass to go 44-10. Greg tweeted out, we're heading towards what's your deal territory. Meaning Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll famously said to Jim Harbaugh, what's your deal? To which Harbaugh, I think, said something like, eh? And then just ran away. They didn't show the handshake on TV between D'Antonio and Harbaugh. I guess there wasn't much to it other than the fact that Harbaugh was carrying the football,
right,
which was kind of weird. But that's because the whole game ball thing between he and Shea Patterson.
Right.
What did you think about the last touchdown?
I was pissed about it as a Michigan fan, saying, "God, it's a great play. Why are they saving it for Ohio State?"
See, my prediction about your reaction was, "Why were the starters still in there?"
Well, that's another thing, but that's part of the rivalry.
I couldn't believe you didn't tweet that.
I couldn't. Well, because I was at the game.
I was looking at my Twitter feed saying, "When is Stoney going to tweet about the starters still being in there?"
I don't think I tweeted. The cell service inside that place is awful, so I wasn't in a tweeting mood anyway. It was too cold. However, yeah, I mean, I still fear of guys getting hurt in garbage time. That will always be with me. You're right.
Or guys tearing helmets off of other players and beating the other quarterback over the head with those helmets.
That stuff as well.
Yeah.
As far as the play, you know what? There's a history there, so I don't think I had a problem when D'Antonio scored a touchdown in the Joe Bolden game when he even said, well, we wanted to put a stake in them. Remember that?
Wow, it's because Joe Bolden put a stake in the turf.
Exactly. Yeah. So that goes on all the time during these type of games. Yeah, you're right. I would have been better if it was McCaffrey who threw that pass. I'd feel a little bit better, but I don't care. Cornelius Johnson was his first touchdown. He had okay.
Yeah, I didn't have a huge problem with it either.
And it wasn't there was like 5 seconds left. There was still 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, but
I know.
They usually run it out under Harbaugh.
I know.
I think it was a direct response to the late hit.
Maybe it was.
I do.
Maybe it was. And then I don't have a problem with that either.
No.
I'm a Spartan grad. Ticket text 97136, and I have zero problem with the late touchdown. He mentions the 2014 game. MSU scored a late touchdown with less than 2 minutes left. And D'Antonio even boasted about it in the presser afterwards. Granted, they didn't pass, but still, if you don't want someone scoring on you, stop them.
Right.
Another ticket text. Whose fault is it that Lewerke has regressed over 4 years instead of improving even a little? Another reason that D'Antonio or his staff have to go. Oh, my gosh. They beat Michigan State. The team is in shambles and won't be able to beat anybody. Why do you guys continue to talk about how great Michigan looks? Let them play a real team and see what happens. Okay, so Notre Dame is not, I mean, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, they beat Notre Dame pretty handily.
They destroyed Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, if they would have played, I don't know, Purdue instead of Notre Dame, I don't think I'd be as on board.
No, but the other thing too is remember where we were at the start of the season when they were winning games, but they were going double overtime with Army, who's now, 4-6, think I saw, 4-7 or 5-6. Even Middle Tennessee State, that first game of the season, where they didn't really look all that special, their offense is looking much better. And,
right.
And if you don't see that, then you just don't want to see anything.
Look, do I think Ohio State's still going to come in here and win by double digits? Probably. They probably do. They're that good.
Mm-hmm. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.